Matt Greenwood speaking with J.C. Feller, our latest Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week. She did some really, really good things at this past girls wrestling district tournament, district champion in the 167. Been talking about it the last couple of days. 15-second victory in her first round match, 13-second victory in her second round match. And then it got a little bit tougher, but not too tough. You still won all of your matches in the first period. But, man, what a run. I mean, are you surprised at just how easy it seemed for you to win those matches?
I was with the first two girls before, so I kind of already knew what I could do. And my coach told me just get out there, get in, get out. So that's basically just what I did. I just kind of did what I was supposed to do, and I got out as quick as I could. So.
And then the other two took a little bit longer, but I think both were, one was second in the state, ranked the state, and the other one third.
Match.
Yeah, and then the third match you had was third in the state.
Yeah.
And yeah, of course it's going to take a little bit longer, but still, first period knockdowns. Talk about those two matches and why they were a little bit tougher for you.
With Emma Carter, she's really good with, like, keeping her shoulders, like, in a right position to where I can't completely run around them the whole time. So, like, it was a little bit more difficult to try and turn her versus what other girls would be because they would just give up with it. And then the girl from Lafayette, Partney, she's amazing. She's so strong. But it's just I realized, like, I need to calm down in certain situations, and I just kind of calmed myself down whenever she tried going for a headlock again, and I just kind of took it back. So.
Okay, and speaking to Coach Brown, John Brown, for those that aren't familiar, he said that you really don't think too much when it goes to wrestling. You just you go in and you do it, and you try to win as fast as you can.
Yeah.
Maybe fearless might be a word that maybe you'd agree with using, or no, not quite.
No.
But it seems that way based on the results.
Yeah.
But where do you get that toughness, that strength to be able to go into a match and do what you're able to do?
I get my butt kicked every single day by the good guys in our room. So it kind of, like, reflects, and then, like, my off-season coaches and my off-season partners, like, really push me a lot. So I can go around and get my butt kicked. That way I can go around and kick other people's butts, I guess is what I could say, because they're going to sit there and push me because they know I can do better, and then just getting that muscle memory of, like, drilling, and I know what to do in certain situations. So just kind of, like, having that really helps.
You know, with girls wrestling, they've never actually had, like, a district tournament, a chance to win at state, that sort of thing, to have that kind of run, and this was the first year for that. And so you get a lot of first-time wrestlers and a lot of freshmen, sophomores that are trying out for the first time. And you're a sophomore, but my understanding is that you've been doing this for a little while now. Kind of give us a background as to how you got into wrestling and why wrestling.
So my little brothers did wrestling, and I wanted to do it, but my dad always told me no. And I was like, okay, whatever, I'm doing cheerleading, so I'll just focus on that. And I was at my brother's wrestling practice one night, and my coach, Dave Willis, came up to me. Well, my now coach came up to me, and he was like, hey, why aren't you wrestling? I said, I'm a cheerleader, you know, like, I don't do this. And he said, okay, no, too bad, you're going on this mat next practice. So I was like, no. And then my dad told me, no, you're not doing it. So I said, okay, I'm just going to do it anyways. Because my mom supported me doing it, because she thought, yeah, you know, it'll be good exercise and whatever. And then after that, like, first two practices, I just fell in love with it because I love the connection that I have with the guys that I work with. So it's just a good sport to be in. It's very connecting. So.
And I know you had a teammate, Hunter Bullock, that was also a district champion. And her, I can't remember, was it 130, 133, 131? Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So you guys both are district champions, and moving forward, also you're number one in the state in your weight class. But what was it like to be able to share that moment of having your arm raised as a district champion with your teammate?
Knowing that we've both been doing this since she was in seventh grade. She started her seventh grade year, and she's a junior, and I started my eighth grade year. So it was just kind of like we've both been working towards this, but at the same time, it's kind of like we did it, and we can say, like, we're the first girls to win a district championship for DeSoto in girls wrestling. And it's just kind of, like, awesome that we can share that with each other. And it's just kind of, like, our thing that we can say that we did.
All right, very cool. Before we dive into the nonprofit that you've chosen as part of this award, as many are aware now, the Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy donates $25 to a charity of your choice, and we'll get into that here in just a second. But also, I think on the minds of people is, how is J.C. Feller preparing for state, for a run at the state championship? I know you're just a couple of days removed from the districts, but what are some things you're already working on, plan on working on, that sort of thing?
I plan on getting my butt kicked still.
more?
Yeah, more. And I'm going to try and, like, push myself even more in practices. I've been, like, running after practices that I'm going to start doing even more, and I'll work out more. And I'm just kind of tweaking little things that I can do to help, like, get myself better and, like, better prepared for state, because there's other girls that won out their district championships, so I'm not the only one. Mm-hmm. And then there's other girls that are going to be coming for that state title, and I want to make sure that I'm prepared for it at the same rate that they are.
Do you take a lot of, or do you give a lot of focus or attention to being number one in the state? Is that something that you hold yourself to a high standard of being able to keep that as you move forward?
Yes and no, because I don't really want that to affect my thinking, because I don't like coming off as cocky. I don't like that. And just having that in the back of my mind that I am, like, number one in the state is just kind of, okay, yeah, that's cool. But at the same time, anybody can have a bad day, and any girl that's not even ranked can beat me. And then that just goes away. So it's just kind of like, I can't let that get to my head, so I have to keep a calm mind about it and just kind of keep it in the back.
Okay. And I know it's also not necessarily a main focus for you right now, but Coach Brown mentioned something about you being nationally ranked as well. Yeah. That's somewhere tops, and that, can you kind of explain that to me and our listeners?
So in the summertime, I do freestyle, and I won 2018 MSMC, the U.S. Marine Corps Fargo tournament in North Dakota.
Wow, cool.
And that's like the big tournament, and that's where everybody goes. And I won it in cadets, and I was one seed in the juniors, and then I lost to Jesse Kirby from Virginia in the finals. And then that was the only turn I gave up that whole tournament, and I just kind of was like, dang it. So now I just kind of, I was like, oh no, what can I do now? Because I felt like I lost everything, whenever really I didn't lose anything, because I still had my teammates and stuff, and, like, I'm nationally ranked number one in 180, so I'm just kind of, I'm still there, and it's just kind of nice, because I thought I lost. Like, I was like, oh, they're not going to think I'm cool anymore because I lost, but it doesn't matter how you place or, like, what you do. It's just kind of awesome that they're, like, there for me, so it's good.
All right, very cool. All right, one last thing from you, JC. Like I said, Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy will donate $25 to a charity of your choice. Tell the folks who you've chosen and why.
So I picked Crystal City Animal Shelter because my old cheer gym used to be in Crystal City. So I thought it was kind of just cool to give back to that community. So I like that community.
Okay. And it is a tiny one, yeah. And it is an animal shelter, so I'm guessing you got a love for animals, possibly a pet or two at home.
I had two dogs and one recently passed, but so I like my dogs and I have a cat, so yeah, they're good animals. I like them.
All right, very good. Well, JC, we'll obviously keep an eye on you as you move through state, and best of luck winning a championship, and congratulations on Athlete of the Week.
Thank you.
All right, that is JC Feller of DeSoto Wrestling, our Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week, joining us here on Regional Radio.